The House passed a 2011 spending bill Saturday morning. It would fund the government after the current continuing resolution expires March 4th. The bill includes $61 billion in cuts put forth by Republicans. It passed on a party-line vote. The bill now makes its way to the Senate, where Democratic leaders say they are working behind the scenes on a proposal that would keep the government running, both houses on recess until February 28th.
A bit of good news for federal workers. The proposed spending bill contains no amendments curtailing federal pay or benefits. Amendments proposed by Representative Daryl Issa to eliminate step increases for federal employees were voted down. Representative Todd Rokota's proposals to eliminate other pay raises and prevent feds from doing union activities on the job did not come up for a vote. The Washington Post reports other GOP proposals to trim the federal workforce by attrition and extend President Obama's two-year pay freeze for federal workers were not offered as amendments to the spending bill.
The State Department says the United States is gravely concerned about reports that hundreds of people have been killed or injured during anti-government protests in Libya. State Department spokesman Philip Crowley says the U.S. has raised strong objections with Libyan officials, including Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa, about the use of lethal force against demonstrators. Protests against the longtime rule of Muammar Gaddafi reached the Libyan capital of Tripoli on Sunday, and protesters seized military bases and weapons. Forces loyal to Gaddafi have responded with violence.
Find these stories and more on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
Good Monday morning. Thank you for making the Federal Drive part of your day. Coming up this hour, more feds are teleworking than ever before. We'll have analysis of OPM's latest report. One way to recruit the best and brightest to cybersecurity, a competition. And details about the upcoming Cyber Challenge and conference. These stories and much more during this hour of the Federal Drive.
But first, as we've been reporting, talk of a government shutdown is gaining momentum. The House passed its 2011 spending bill with $61 billion in cuts. Now the Senate will have only 5 days to look at that bill when they return from recess before the current continuing resolution expires. Senate Democrats unlikely to agree to the cuts and the GOP-controlled House refusing to back down. Well, that's leaving a lot of feds nervous. Joining us now to talk about what the next move will be and whether feds really should be worried is Laura McGann, Deputy Congressional Editor at Politico. Ms. McGann, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right. So 5 days to debate. What is likely to happen in those 5 days?
Well, the Senate has to put together its own package. Right now, the House has passed a version of what it would like to see as the funding measure for the rest of fiscal 2011. We already know that Harry Reid has said pretty much this is not what's going to come out of the Senate. So the question will be, you know, can Congress come up with some sort of compromise and send that compromise to the president's desk?
If a lot of this appears to be political theater, wouldn't it be in everybody's best interest to find some place for compromise? Because if the government shuts down, nobody wins. Nobody looks good.
I mean, that's the question. You know, if Republicans think that a true standoff and sticking to their guns looks better to, you know, looks better to them and makes them, you know, look like they're sticking to their beliefs, then maybe. But I think you're right. I don't think any party looks good if no deal can be reached and the government comes to a screeching halt, you know, 2 months into a new Congress. I think you're right. I don't think that looks good. And so we'll have to see what happens. But right now, John Boehner has said, you know, this is where I draw the line. You know, I want cuts. I'm not going to fund. Republicans are not going to support a bill that doesn't make cuts. And Harry Reid has said, you know, well, what you're proposing is a no-go either. So we'll see what happens. Nancy Pelosi introduced her own version of what she would like to see happen, which would basically take current levels. Right now, the government is operating under a continuing resolution, which is sort of a temporary stopgap budget. And what she's saying is, why don't we just continue to operate under that same framework for a little while longer so we can hash out a deal so the government doesn't shut down while we're negotiating.
So it sounds like what we could get is something where this current CR, maybe another week or two of that while they work out some kind of compromise. Because don't you think the Democrats are going to want to have some cuts to propose because the 2010 levels are actually represent an increase of 10% over 2009 in discretionary spending?
I mean, that could happen, and I think that that sounds like a likely outcome. I mean, John Boehner has said he will not accept that. He preemptively said that last week, and that was sort of one of the reasons why talk of government shutdown really heated up, is that he said he would not accept a package that simply extended the status quo. That was a no-go. That was a non-starter. And that sort of seemed like a possibility of, well, what if we just kind of kicked this down the road and kept levels the same as they are now? You know, obviously Republicans accepted that in December. So, you know, maybe that could pass again. But he's saying, no, that's not going to happen. So, But we'll see. I mean, I just don't see the House's version getting to the Senate, and Barack Obama has also threatened to veto any bill that makes extreme cuts to any kind of number of areas that he thinks are too severe. So I can't imagine the bill that we see right now being signed into law. I just don't see that as a possibility. There'll have to be some sort of compromise reached. But in 5 days is the problem. So that's sort of the state of play for now.
Oh, I wonder also about how this would impact federal workers. We hear a lot about proposals that would freeze hiring, cut hiring, furlough workers, change pay and benefits. All sorts of proposals are floating out there, and they all are red flags for your average federal employee who just wants to know what their retirement is going to be
right
when it's time for them to retire. What's the temperature on the Hill from both sides of the political aisle that you are sensing when it comes to the budget and the federal worker?
I mean, it was on Friday that, or I read this on, we reported this on Friday, but I believe the letter went out on Thursday, where the Social Security Administration has told representatives from the union that represents Social Security Administration workers to be prepared to negotiate on furloughs. You know, start thinking now of what a furlough deal looks like. And that was in response to the president's 2012 there are two things going on. There's the fight right now currently over how we fund the government for the rest of the year, and then there's Barack Obama's 2012 budget, which gets us further, which looks to next year. And when you're looking at these two things, we're seeing cuts. And so government agencies are starting to are taking real steps to say, okay, it looks like we're going to face cuts. How are we going to handle that? And I think SSA's move to the unions was a very real sign of, you know, we could face a budget shortfall. How are we going to handle it so that we don't have to lay off workers? And sort of the furlough discussion with the union, I think, was a good example of things we're going to see more of. Because if the budget does shrink, you know, where are these cuts going to come from? So I don't want to sound like a hysterical person and scare people who work for the federal government, but, you know, that is a discussion that is really happening. And if there are cuts, they're going to come from somewhere. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear more of that.
And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, even those of us in Washington, especially federal workers who are going to return to work tomorrow, why did Congress recess now, and do you have any knowledge of what they're doing all week? Are they in town behind the scenes trying to get something done?
Oh, no. No, they're not. They are in their districts. They are – Congress is out. I mean, maybe there are some senators here, but by and large, you know, members of the House are back in their districts, and they are telling, you know, their constituents, especially members of the House who are saying, you know, there were hundreds of amendments tacked on to this spending bill, and I'm sure they're back in their districts campaigning on that of, you know, I voted to cut X or Y. So that's always, I think, a frustrating question when it's, oh, we only have 5 days to get something done. Well, we only have 5 days because Congress has 5 days off this week, and they're not sticking around to hash out a deal in that time. So I think that's always a frustrating one for people who don't work for Congress.
We are talking with Laura McGann, the deputy congressional editor at Politico. And that actually, Laura, was my exact question, is why now? I mean, it seems like somebody somewhere would say, you know, we've got the fiscal year 2011 continuing resolution that's about to expire. We've got to handle the 2012 budget. We've got all of these other issues that are going on. Let's take some time off. Who does that? That also can't possibly look good, particularly when you have millions of people's retirement hanging in the balance, essentially.
Well, you know, if I were to start my own consulting firm and say to members of Congress, you know, right now you do not look that great. Maybe it is not a good time for a vacation. Maybe I would say that. But at the same time, these people have to get reelected, and they feel that they have to be out in their districts telling their constituents what they're doing in Washington. So I think that's the argument, and that's definitely what they're doing this week. They're you know, members of Congress, especially this new freshman class in the House, are back in their districts saying, you know, especially in the House, where they could say, we passed our version of the budget. We did exactly what you sent us to Congress to do. We proposed these major cuts, some of them very controversial. So, and we got them to the House, and that's what we did. So I think as far as that goes, you know, sort of that's the reasoning. As far as the Senate, I'm not sure. I mean, we don't know. We haven't seen, you know, what's coming out of the Senate. I don't think the process there will be anything like the House, where the House had this sort of freewheeling process where anyone could propose an amendment, and it took hours, and it passed at 4:30 in the morning because it was going on and on and on. I suspect, you know, something will emerge from the Senate in a more Senate-like, stoic fashion of here's a proposal. So it could happen. It could all get done in 5 days is part of my answer. We're not sure. But I think one thing to mention is that, you know, this is a standoff right now over the rest of fiscal 2011. And when this is done and we have a deal, you know, there's 2012. You know, we're going to have this is a fight we're going to see play out again and again over the next Congress. If, you know, there's a true idea, you know, there's a true ideological divide. Even within, you even kind of look at the Republican Party in the House, and there are people who wanted, who dragged the Republican Party much farther to the right than even John Boehner wanted initially. So you have this very divided Congress, even within parties, and you're going to have these fights play out again and again when it comes to spending. So this is sort of the first, the first big test.
All right. Laura McGann is Deputy Congressional Editor at Politico. Thanks for joining us.